Fortin. Wilfred Fortin, son of Isaël Fortin and of Suzanne Simard, married Marie Girard, the daughter of Elie Girard and Selina Côté, in Quebec, 1897. From their marriage, four children were born: Maria, Alma, Raoul, and Yvonne. The Fortin family decided to follow other Francophone settlers and traveled west. When they arrived in Legal in 1909, Wilfred bought land from Canadian Pacific Railway. The freighter route between Edmonton and Athabasca Landing brought many travelers through Legal. As a shrewd businessman, Wilfred built a store with an addition to house freighters and gave them a place to sleep and to purchase supplies. When the addition was full, travelers stayed with Father Alderic Normando. Wilfred Fortin invested in farming properties around Legal. He purchased land from Canadian Pacific Railway, and part of this property, which is about 40 arpents, was reserved for the site and of the new parish and village. He was the first postmaster, and a weekly mail delivery was established. When Josephat Taillard discovered coal on his land in 1902, he sold the land to Wilfred Fortin. The Fortin family mined coal until the mine closed in 1908. Meanwhile, the store addition had become an overpopulated inn, so Fortin built Legal's first hotel, which still stands today. In the mural, you will notice the people talking in front of the hotel. This is to reflect Mr. Fortin's ability to have people socialize and spend time visiting together. It became one of Legal's primary businesses in the 1930s to 40s, as depicted at the top of the Town of Legal mural. Business was good, but he didn't sit still. He also participated in the high-level bridges construction in Edmonton. Wilfred Fortin had a gift of hospitality to newcomers. His generosity was also evident as he donated the land where the church property now stands. He was one of the first to own a car in Legal, and he wasted no time teaching his children how to drive in the large field where Citadel Park now stands. Marie tripped and broke her ankle shortly after their 40th anniversary. Because of complications, she passed away in 1938. Wilfred was always courteous to everyone who visited and taught his children everything that he knew. He moved to Edmonton in 1944 and settled with his daughters, Maria and Yvonne. He loved cards, pipe tobacco, and Legal, which he returned to visit often. He passed away at 82 in late 1952. Legal's Joe Knowles family are descendants of Wilfred Fortin. Few of the local families have not been taught by Mrs. Know, who, in her 80s, remains dedicated to education and the Catholic parish. Anecdotes. While painting this mural, Jacques Martel's 3-year-old daughter became very excited. As she screamed, "Paint, Papa, paint!" Jacques ran up and down the mural, pretending to paint. His daughter felt so artistically inspired that she dumped bright green paint onto the corner of the mural. Jacques still laughs at the memory.